T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
All right, we're going to try this again today.
The Daily 5 Question Quiz, Stream of the Nation.
It's too fast. You're too fast.
Oh, wait. Are you ready?
I'm smarter than Katie. God.
What? I forget what we say. I never have to say it.
You know why we forgot? It's because we've done it for over 10 years.
Well, usually I just sit here and bask in my glory.
That's true. Let's talk to Misty. Are you there, Misty?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you ready to play Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I am.
Do you even know that you're playing for $80 today?
I'm so excited.
You should be. $80 is life-changing. All right,
okay.
So we're going to kick Katie out of here. You and I are going to drill down to business, okay?
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Here's question one, Misty. It's been a few weeks since the LA Times did a scathing article that outed the group behind the Golden Globes for having no black members and almost no diversity beyond that. But the fallout continues. Yesterday, NBC announced that they will no longer air the 2022 Golden Globes, and Tom Cruise even returned his 3 trophies. The group behind the Golden Globes is known as the HFPA. What does that stand for?
I have no idea.
Okay. 3 seconds. Nothing?
No guess?
Nothing.
All right. Question two. Speaking of Tom Cruise, he recently said that his stunt in Mission Impossible 7 was his most dangerous yet, which is crazy considering some of the stuff we've seen him do. This time, he's jumping a motorcycle off a cliff and pulling a parachute. If you want to see leaked footage of it, text JUMP, J-U-M-P, to 73389. I couldn't breathe while I was watching that clip. What class license do you need to drive a motorcycle? Okay. One of the biggest things to come out of Elon Musk hosting SNL was him admitting that he has Asperger's, which is on the autism spectrum. He wasn't diagnosed until he was in his 50s, and he said that it has empowered him. The autism world is applauding his reveal for normalizing the condition and showing what you can accomplish while having it. Spell Asperger's.
A-S-P-B-E-R-G-E-R-S.
Can you do that one more time?
Yeah, one more time, please.
A-S-P-B-E-R-G-E-R-S.
Okay. And question four, the love affair that is Bennifer is heating up even more.
Ooh.
After J-Lo's breakup with A-Rod, it's been revealed that Ben Affleck started sending Jen love notes all the way back in February. The couple also just got back from a romantic weekend in Montana, but aren't saying if they're officially back together yet. What's the capital of Montana?
Missoula.
Okay. And finally, the FDA officially lowered the age of the Pfizer COVID vaccine yesterday, paving way for kids ages 12 to 15 to receive it. This move is expected to make millions more Americans vaccinated and secure a safe reopening for schools in the fall. If you had 2 kids ages 12 and 15, what year did you start having children?
2006.
All righty.
Wait.
Katie! Here she comes. She's walking in.
I'm pumping on one side. So
is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, just so everybody knows, too, she's got these, like, things that sit in her bra.
Right. They're hands-free pumps.
It's like Bluetooth pumping.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's
but
amazing.
It makes me look real lopsided because I can only afford one.
Right. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Question one. It's been a few weeks now since the LA Times did that article about the Golden Globes for having no black members and no diversity beyond that. And yesterday, NBC said that they are not going to air the next Golden Globes, and Tom Cruise even gave his three trophies back. The group behind the Golden Globes is known as the HFPA. What does that stand for?
Hollywood Foreign Press.
Hey.
No. No.
Oh.
Nope. She gets buzzed on that.
Wait.
Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
You forgot the last letter.
You forgot the A.
I got too excited.
Nobody calls it that.
I know. What a technicality. You knew it.
Oh, okay.
Almost.
Question two. That's frustrating.
Yeah, sorry.
Question two. Speaking of Tom Cruise, he said his stunt in Mission Impossible 7 was his most dangerous one yet. In this movie, he's going to jump a motorcycle off of a cliff and then pull a parachute.
In real life?
Yeah, he already did it. If you want to watch it, text JUMP to 73389.
I don't want to watch it.
I couldn't breathe while watching it.
Why is he trying to kill himself?
It's a great question.
Okay.
What about
Surrey?
What class license do you need to drive a motorcycle?
What class?
3 seconds.
Driver's Ed.
It's a class M or class M1.
M stands for motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, and C stands for car.
Sure.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Because don't you need a class C to drive a car?
Yeah, you do. But class A is for a truck. So.
Oh, you spell truck differently than I do.
Oh, that's a silent A. I forgot
silent
about that.
A, yeah.
One of the biggest things to come out of Elon Musk hosting SNL was him admitting that he has Asperger's disease.
I think it's a syndrome.
Syndrome, which is on the autism spectrum. And he wasn't diagnosed until his 50, and the autism world is applauding him normalizing it. Spell Asperger's.
Okay. Aspergers.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you.
Guess what?
What?
Bennifer's heating up even more.
What is going on? Too.
It was revealed that Ben Affleck started sending Jennifer Lopez love notes all the way back in February, and the couple just got back from a romantic weekend in Montana. What is the capital of Montana?
Helena.
That is
correct. I don't think this is going to end well.
Oh, who? Maybe it'll end beautifully.
It won't.
Okay. And yesterday, the Pfizer COVID vaccine was lowered to so that now kids ages 12 to 15 can receive it.
I didn't know that.
Yes. It was deemed safe for that age group. This move is expected to make millions more Americans vaccinated and secure a safe reopening for schools in the fall. If you had two kids ages 12 and 15, what year did you start having children?
Wait.
She is writing stuff down. If you want to see, by the way, we are streaming live on...
Okay, what year?
What year?
2005.
2006.
I don't think that's right.
2021 minus 15?
But, I mean, I have a 12-year-old that was born. When were they born? What is their birthdays?
Well, if they currently are 15, 2021 minus 15 is 2006.
Yeah, that's
you can dispute that if you want to.
I'll take it to the board.
Okay, the board is the calculator on my phone.
Okay, well.
All right, Misty, here we go. Final score. Where are you? Misty, one. Katie, two.
Oh, my God.
By the skin of your teeth, you lost this one.
Oh, my. And Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Give me a break.
You'll never forget it. All right. Well, you add $20 to the jackpot playing for a cool $100 tomorrow.
Hey.
Misty, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No,
you're
not
today.
No.